Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 7, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Where Art and Engineering Meet, 1954 Mercedes-Benz 228 Cabriolet by Hiro Yamagata. The 1954 Mercedes-Benz 228 Cabriolet by Hiro Yamagata is a unique blend of automotive craftsmanship and fine art showcased at the DFW Car and Toy Museum. Hand-selected by Yamagata for his Earthly Paradise series, this one-of-a-kind car features tropical-themed imagery, including a scarlet macaw and vibrant hibiscus flowers. Beneath its artistic exterior lies the engineering excellence of the W187 platform with a 2.2-liter inline-six engine. This rare and significant artifact stands as a celebration of creativity, beauty, and engineering, reminding us that even the finest machines can be reborn as masterpieces.
Rogers, Shea, and Spanos welcomes new family law attorney Christian Schlogel to its esteemed team. Rogers, Shea, and Spanos, a leading family law firm in Middle Tennessee, has welcomed Christian Schlogel as its newest attorney. With a background in family law, and a commitment to client-centered advocacy, Schlogel's expertise will enhance the firm's ability to guide families through challenging transitions. A graduate of DePaul University College of Law, Schlogel brings experience in divorce, child custody, adoption, and domestic relations. His addition aligns with the firm's values of responsiveness and support. This strategic hire comes as the firm continues to prioritize personalized attention for clients in Nashville, Franklin, Murfreesboro, and beyond. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Rogers, Shea, and Spanos at 615-320-0600.
Genpro Energy Development breaks ground on 1.3 megawatt solar installation. Genpro Energy Development has officially started construction on the Camden Heights Solar Project, a 999 kilowatts AC solar installation in Rapid City, South Dakota. This project, part of Elmington Capital Group's $78 million Camden Heights development, aims to power 7 affordable housing buildings with clean energy. The ground-mounted solar system will offset around 90% of the apartment complex's energy needs, making renewable energy accessible to low-income communities. Genpro's managing partner, Molly Brown, highlighted the project's focus on economic development and sustainability. The partnership between Elmington and Genpro showcases how private developers and renewable energy specialists can collaborate to address affordable housing challenges. The Camden Heights Solar Project is a collaborative effort involving key partners like Black Hills Energy, the City of Rapid City, and the South Dakota Housing Authority, with a vision of sustainable housing for families and seniors in Rapid City. Rick Case Bikes for Kids now accepting bicycle donations. Rick Case Bikes for Kids is accepting gently used bicycles at all Rick Case Automotive Group dealerships in Broward County until December 20th. This initiative, now in its 44th year, aims to bring joy and mobility to children in the community. Over 122,000 bicycles have been collected and distributed to various charitable organizations. Residents can drop off bikes at specific dealership locations listed on rickcase.com. The Rick Case Automotive Group, led by President and CEO Rita Case, is known for its commitment to giving back to the community. For more information, visit rickcase.com. Sheehy Auto Stores shares top must-have items for your vehicle emergency kit. Sheehy Auto Stores reminds drivers of the importance of keeping a stocked vehicle emergency kit. Essential items include jumper cables, flares, first aid kit, car phone charger, water, snacks, blanket, flashlight, and more. Drivers can also use the Virginia Department of Transportation's 511 system for real-time updates. by participating in Emergency Preparedness Month, Sheehy Auto Stores is raising awareness about staying prepared on the road. Sheehy Auto Stores, ranked number 33 on Automotive News Top 150, is a family-owned dealer group with 30 locations across the Mid-Atlantic, offering trusted brands and exceptional service through its Sheehy Cares initiative. Painting the Town, Canvas returns to Hollywood. The Hollywood Historical Society, with support from the City of Hollywood, will celebrate the City of Hollywood's 100th anniversary by welcoming audiences to a special hometown screening of Canvas, the award-winning film created by Hollywood native and Hollywood Hills High School graduate Joseph Greco. The free community event will take place on Saturday, November 1st, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. at Hollywood Cinema Paradiso, offering residents a chance to experience the beloved film on the big screen in the very city where it was made. Inspired by Greco's own childhood, Canvas was filmed in and around Hollywood, Florida, capturing the city's charm and character on screen. Starring Academy Award winner Marcia Gay Harden, Joe Pantoliano, and Devin Gearhart, Canvas earned critical acclaim for its moving portrayal of love, loss, and resilience in the face of mental illness. Following the screening, guests are invited to stay for a special panel and Q&A with Greco and several members of the original crew who also call Hollywood home, offering a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the film.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.